Whenever I read this gospel, I'm always reminded of a close friend of our family that died way too young, Father John Gettner. Jack, as we called him, was our parish priest in Midland. The priests in our diocese typically stay at a parish for 5 or 6 years and then get transferred elsewhere. Even when Jack was reassigned to Essexville, we kept in close contact with him. Jack was an excellent cook and loved to entertain people. And every year would prepare lamb for my birthday, knowing it was one of my favorite meals. He would always use kosher salt and coarse ground pepper, along with other seasonings before cooking the lamb. He said one of his secrets of preparing lamb was to use fresh salt, as old salt is tasteless and useless. He liked how kosher salt helped enhance the flavor, tenderizing the meat, opening up the pores to allow the other spices in. And then gently rubbing salt in the lamb, it helped preserve it. So as it cooked, the salt and spices would slowly move throughout the whole meat. The last attribute of salt, he said, it makes us thirsty. So we need to bring some wine with our dinner. In many ways, the attributes of salt apply to Scripture for us as well. Sometimes in reading the Bible, we only get a surface understanding, not realizing its complete or deepest meaning. But when we put it into practice, salt opens up the pores of wisdom found in the Word, offering the real message of what we've read or heard. We experience the flavor and tenderizing of the Word as more is revealed to us. Then we become thirsty to know more, to dive deeper into our faith. Striving for a life in the imitation of Jesus. We concern ourselves with the needs of others before the needs of ourselves. In Matthew's continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, the new Moses, summons his disciples to be what God's people were always meant to be, salt of the earth and light for the world, as each of us are the disciples of today. You realize how essential light and salt is for the human body? Throughout living the Beatitudes, Jesus' disciples became salt of the earth, opening up the lives of others as they opened for themselves the Word of God, spreading and preserving good in the world. Similarly, we're all called to be light in the world. In a Jewish tradition, Israel was to be the light of all nations, a bright beacon of hope for the world. Jesus called his disciples and us to fulfill this role by living the Beatitudes in a way that the world may see our good deeds and glorify our Heavenly Father. To renew, restore, and refresh faith to its most loving, most humblest level, drawing us ever closer to the Lord. Jesus challenges us to ask ourselves, what can I do to share God's love in the world? All Christians are called to be light in the world, as the world will be impacted by the way that we live our lives. And when we fail to live the Beatitudes, fail to be light for others, those around us and the world will suffer. Megan McKenna once said, Isaiah reminds us to share our bread with the hungry, provide shelter and dignity for others, to be compassionate and caring, so that our light can break forth like the dawn. And in doing so, we will be healed, our prayers heard, and God will be near us. But we must be on guard not to lose our saltiness, not to take God for granted, not to let our light go out. This can happen to anyone in our busy lifestyles, but so by reading and studying the Word each day, and most importantly, sharing it with others. St. Thérèse of Lisieux confirms, good works are the fruit of charity, which consists of loving others just as God loves us. I see above all that charity must not remain hidden in the bottom of our hearts, much like a lamp under a bushel basket in our gospel. It seems to me that this lamp is a symbol of charity. It might shine out not only to cheer up those we love, but of all those in the house of the Lord. When do we first experience the light of Christ in our lives? At our baptism. During the rite, as the Godfather lights a baptismal candle from the Easter candle, the celebrant says, "Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly, so your child, enlightened by Christ, may walk always as a child of the light, and persevering in the faith, may run to meet the Lord when he comes with all the saints in his heavenly court." Those newly baptized are now one with the Lord, one with our parish and our community, called by Christ himself to join us and be salt and light for all to see. As Bishop Ken Utner eulogized Father Jack at his funeral, he said, "The community of disciples, his parish and friends, were a great help to Jack. When I look around and see people in graced moments, see the faith in their eyes, when I hear them sing, I'm struck with faith, hope, and love. Gifted with grace and mercy, as we are called to be salt and a beacon of light for others, may we bring our faith, hope, and love to our neighbors and to the world. Amen."